bitch bra once. I just wanted to keep it. Why do you keep my bra? I just wanted proof that a bitch had these bigger titties in my house. I'm keeping up. Then another bitch found it. It was like, you've been cheating on me. I was like, no, that bra is vintage. That bra is from 97. And I'm trying to convince you. I wasn't cheating on you. I have bras in here. I steal them. Bitch, wake up. I don't know where my bras. You gotta go free balling it with them titties. You gotta go. If you didn't bring no more, you just gotta walk out with them big saggy dragons. Boy, I like seeing. How many of y'all like seeing you, woman, walk around in your shirt with no bra on when they got them big old heavy titties that be half sleep, half awake? You know them drowsy titties. They ain't quite sleep, but. They drowsy. How many of you women got them? I don't like those sleepy titties. Them things ugly. Them motherfuckers is pointing south. I don't know about that. That's a mess. But them half drowsy titties, you know when they like this, but they look up and the nipple be down here, but still looking forward. I like them. You can't sneak up on them. It'd be like when your cat be sleeping, you try to get there and be like, that's what them titties be. They drowsy. They ain't sleep. They ain't sleep. They're just drowsy. And you let her borrow one of your shirts, your t-shirt and shit, and she walk around with them big old saggy dragons, and they hit each other in the middle like that when they take a step. They'll be like, yeah, look at them. Look at them. Those big jiggly wigglies. I like that. Isn't it a man like that? See, we got to start telling women what we do like. That we don't need your titties to be all up like this. We don't, because I feel like you down there, they don't need to be way up here. Yeah, just be down a little bit. Let's a little drag on them. They're like that. You know when they're sitting up like that, it's like, man, you like 12 or something. Like, why are they sitting up like this? And titties, you get up in the morning, they done made breakfast and shit. They vacuuming and shit. Yeah, have you slept any time? No, been up all day. Motherfucker, no good. Them titties on greenies. They cute and everything. Because I think the last chick out there, I never seen anything like that. They just sit there the whole time. They was like swollen fat and they didn't move. They was just, I was like, God, them titties are just go that way. They just, she lay down, they would just still be laying like this. They didn't move. I wanted to punch them sometimes. Like, I wonder if they got any give. It's cool. It's cool, though. Like, that's the great thing about breasts is there's so many different kind of breasts that they do different things. Like, some of them be big, but they're real saggy. Some of them are big, but they sit up. Some of them are little. That is them ugly. If you got little titties and they sag, God is mean to you. Like, have y'all seen them women with them little titties and they still say, God don't like you. God was just horrible. And gravity is not your friend. Like, I'd assume that gravity couldn't grab them little sons of bitches. And he did somehow. It looked like you put the egg on the skillet and then turn the skillet sideways. It's just a horrible thing. And ladies, if you do have little titties that sag, just get them fixed. It's too many surgeons out there for you to just be walking around like that. It's just, they're going to fix that. Yeah, like flapjacks. Now, and again, like, if they big enough, I can accept that they sag. At least they big. There's a reason for them doing it. But little ones, why are you doing this to yourself? If the surgeons out there, you should fix it. I'm not a big fan of a lot of stuff. But if the surgeons out there, just go on and fix that thing. Anyway, somebody said I'm clowning you flapjacks. Look, I've been with all kinds. It take all kinds to make the world go around. But I just love to see, like, a woman big old saggy titties breastfeed her kid. That should be hilarious. Like, they just lay the kid in their damn stomach and be doing shit up on the shelf while the kid breastfeed. He just be down there sucking that big long-ass titty. I had to break up with a girl for having long titties one time before. I told y'all this story. That was the most disgusting shit I ever seen. She was a 32 double D. I couldn't wait to get them titties. She was skinning the son of a bitch. But them titties was huge. And she was walking around with them big old titties. I said, boy, 32 double D. I'm going to do damage to them titties. So say, Tommy got me and my boyfriend in tears. So I knew I was going to injure them titties. We got the kissing and I got the kiss on the neck. You know, I'm hell with the bra strap. One strap. Like you're snapping like that, they come off. So I sat there and hit the bam in the back. And I'm finna pull them titties out. And you know, it had the cleavage in and everything. Because she had it where they were pushing them up like that, I said. But now I had to learn about titties. If they in the bra and there's folds or too much fat up here, they saggy. I'm tell you that now. So men, pay attention. If it's folds or shit up here and they doing too much jiggling in the bra, them fuckers is loose. I didn't pay that no attention then. I was a young man that just liked titties. I didn't know my way around them like that. I knew sizes and stuff, but I didn't know that some people just had, you know, bad genetics. Some people just got bad genetics. Like, it's just that way. So I'm taking her bra off, and I got it on the shoulder. The titties were still looking good. They just started to relax a little bit. They hit the Duran Duran. Not Duran Duran. What's that nigga name? I forgot his name. It ain't Duran Duran, but everybody always thought it was Duran Duran. Motherfucker said, "Relax, don't do else." They had them. They had started to relax a little bit. I said, they're late. It's late in the morning, so I don't know. So I'm pulling the bra down, so I got it to her elbow. But the bra was still full of titty. I said, And maybe I got to take them down a little bit more. So I took it down. I got the bra down by her wrist by that time. There was still titty in the bra. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. That's right, Frankie. My bad. I was like, why is that? Not, it sound like them, but it's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I said, okay, well, wait a minute. Why is there still titty in this bra? There should not be. It has gone too far for titty to be in there. But the titty just did not want to let that bra go. Them titties look like, you know what titties look like? Venom. Like, you know how venom just this shit going like that. Them titties was holding on to that bra. And they just stayed in the bra. I said, it's too damn much. I finally got that bra off. It took about 5 minutes to finally get past all the titty to get the bra. Yeah, them things were, her titties was in her lap. I said, whoa. Why is her titties in her lap? And it's like all of the, you know, all the, because even if they saggy, I've seen some titties that sag down like about right here, but they still be fat in the bottom. You know, as long as they're still fat, that's cool. But when they look like a fucking whoopee cushion after Whoopi Goldberg done set on it, that was too much. Them titties was flat than a bitch. I said, oh, no. And I was like, I cannot continue to date this woman because all I'm going to think about is how long your titties are. Do them things hang low? Do they wobble to the floor? Just throwing them. She would do it. That's where I got the long titty dance from, because she was, do them things hang low? Do they wobble to the floor? Like, she could throw them over her shoulder and shit. I said, God, dog, them titties is disgusting. Get them fixed. Oh, it's too much surgery out there for you to be walking around like that. It is. It's... But then I've seen the breast lift, and the breast lift do your damage, do your titties like bad. It looked like the motherfucker who made Dr. Frankenstein decided to start doing boobs. Like, literally. Like, I don't know if y'all have ever seen a breast lift. It's like they just, it look like that fruit game that the kids play. You know what I mean? I think that's how they do the surgery. They just, because Jesus Christ, it just looked like they just fuck a titty up. So I know it may not be like a good, maybe it's not a good fix. Because the women who get it done, well, they're happy they got it done. I got my breasts reduced. Yeah, and you reduce my sex drive too. I don't want to sleep with you. Look like you survived a bout with Jason Voorhees. Look like you survived Hannibal. Oh, look at your baby. Say something to the people. Come here, come say something to the people. Say something.
Hello.
Are you really? Well, anyway, guys, I wanted to give y'all a little bit of comedy. I don't know. There was something I wanted to do, but y'all got to give me like a break. Because I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. There's something I wanted to do, though, but I didn't pull it up. So I just thought that I would sit here and kick a couple jokes for y'all and enjoy yourself. Yes, the kid is... I took a bath with her last night. Him. Damn.